looking for someone famous or somebody else who's got their life together. Daisy was a genius in waitress disguise. She spoke of New York, Vegas, or use a French word and flirt for my attention. Did I mention that I was in love? Yeah, alright. Now back home, my mother told me that Daisy was a poison or just some floozy user, a confuser. Man, how could she know when my girl was a flower, a lover? The kind of sunrise that every midnight recovers, rediscovers, and then you sleep with a smile, yeah. Hey, I didn't wanna leave her, but this blind man couldn't see her. She just took my love, and since nobody's seen her, I got killed by a flower, got taken by a waitress who was pouring it on. I was weak in the knees, just wasn't that strong enough. She, the flower's killing me. Yeah, oh no. In remission, I gathered my guitar, got into my car, and left town for New York. I couldn't let Daisy go. I drove like a demon through Cleveland with images of her walking New York streets in my rear view. Then my tape deck blew, but my mother's words sang on. Hey, I know I shouldn't let go, but I couldn't live my life and not know if she ever loved me. Wasn't that strong enough? See, the flower was killing me. I got killed by a flower, got taken by the colors and the sweet perfume. I was barely a man outside of that room. I couldn't see, the flower was killing me. Times Square, yeah, where Daisy go? Search for days and cafes, cliches. Nobody will ever know just where I've been. I got drunk till I made a scene. The top of the Empire State Building and scream. Yeah, I've been living on Grove Street for 3 years, waiting on tables, writing my songs, and the city turned out better, better than I planned. It took a Daisy obsession, a couple more things that I don't have the pride to mention, to keep my good intentions from a jaded soul. You know I heard she was out in Vegas at the palace as a cocktail waitress, and she never loved me at all.